you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I will find the answer.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
With the world so set on tearing itself apart, it don't seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
You all know why I'm here.
3, 2, 1, welcome. Welcome to episode 3 of Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On this episode, we dive into the concept of artificial scarcity. Artificial scarcity is the limitation of opportunity due to arbitrary rules instead of supply and demand. It is a philosophy that has been implemented on all levels of U.S. soccer. Access and opportunity is not available to everyone if they are good enough. It is only granted by the gatekeepers. For example, U.S. soccer has worked in tandem with Major League Soccer to select a couple dozen markets they deem to be worthy of professional soccer at the highest level this country currently has to offer. What they don't want you to realize is they chose New York, LA, and Chicago over their best franchises for more than a decade. Franchises like Seattle, Portland, and Atlanta. The funny thing about this is their top franchises are all in former markets of the NASL. This philosophy also adversely affects access and costs of youth soccer as well. Imagine if an American Messi or Ronaldo were born in West Virginia, New Mexico, or New Hampshire. Due to this U.S. soccer philosophy, we would likely never know. Thanks for listening and for sharing. Learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.